Today is January 15th, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. Two commercial lunar landers are on their way to the moon after an overnight launch. Loft Orbital has raised $170 million to expand manufacturing facilities and streamline operations with more artificial intelligence. A Chinese robotic lunar rover likely can no longer move. A new tool will allow U.S. military satellite operators to determine if spacecraft problems can be blamed on space weather. And weather intelligence startup Tomorrow.io has rolled out a global precipitation forecasting platform using data from its satellites.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that two commercial lunar landers are on their way to the moon after an overnight launch. A Falcon 9 lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center at 1:11 a.m. Eastern. It deployed Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost 1 lander about 65 minutes after liftoff, followed nearly a half hour later by iSpace's Hakuto RM-2 resilience lander. Blue Ghost 1, scheduled to land on the moon in early March, is carrying 10 NASA payloads as part of the agency's Commercial Lunar Payload Services program. Resilience, slated to make a lunar landing in 4 to 5 months, is carrying a set of payloads primarily for Japanese companies and a Taiwanese university. SpaceX paired the two missions to use the same Falcon 9 to maximize payload and reduce costs for Firefly and iSpace. Loft Orbital has raised $170 million to expand manufacturing facilities and streamline operations with more artificial intelligence. The San Francisco-based company announced its Series C round Tuesday, led by Taikahau Capital and Axial Partners, bringing its total capital raise to around $325 million. Loft Orbital takes buses from multiple vendors and integrates payloads flown on behalf of customers who want to avoid the cost and complexity of operating their own satellites. Proceeds from the Series C round will support ramping up manufacturing and integration facilities, including a 4,600 square meter factory being developed in the United Arab Emirates under a joint venture. They will also be used to further artificial intelligence that will automate satellite operations and optimize data processing to further improve efficiency. A Chinese robotic lunar rover likely can no longer move. Images from NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter show that the U-22 rover, which has been on the lunar far side since January 2019 as part of the Chang'e 4 mission, has not moved since March 2024. The rover had initially been moving up to 40 meters per lunar day, but in 2023 those drives became shorter before stopping entirely. It's not clear what caused U-22 to become immobile, although it was reported to be still functioning last September. A new tool will allow U.S. military satellite operators to determine if spacecraft problems can be blamed on space weather. Space Weather Analysis and Forecast System 2.0, a cloud-based platform, will be available in March or April, an Air Force official said at the American Meteorological Society's annual meeting this week. The system will help operators evaluate on-orbit anomalies, communications interference, and false echo returns for radar systems to see if spacecraft problems can be linked to space weather events versus other causes. Weather intelligence startup Tomorrow.io has rolled out a global precipitation forecasting platform using data from its satellites. The platform, called NextGen, ingests data from Tomorrow.io satellites to provide global precipitation forecasts with a resolution of 2.5 kilometers, updated every 5 minutes. The system is designed to fill gaps in terrestrial weather radars to improve forecasts and monitoring of extreme weather events. Tomorrow.io operates a constellation of 6 satellites, 2 K-band radar satellites launched in 2023, and 4 satellites with microwave sounders launched in 2024. Additional satellites are scheduled to launch in 2025. In other news, SpaceX launched more than 130 satellites on its latest rideshare mission Tuesday. A Falcon 9 lifted off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California at 2:09 p.m. Eastern on the Transporter 12 mission. The rocket carried 131 satellites, including some in orbital transfer vehicles that will be deployed later. That payload included imaging satellites for Planet, Satellogic, ICEYE, and Indian startup Pixel, which flew its first three commercial high-resolution hyperspectral satellites. Also on board was Varda Space Industries' second mission, W-2, which carries NASA and Air Force Research Lab payloads on a capsule that will return to Earth, landing in Australia. Inversion Space flew its first re-entry vehicle, Ray, on the mission as well. It will splash down off the California coast after spending a few weeks in orbit. A startup is making a sharp pivot from producing metal 3D printers to orbital transfer vehicles. Rosotics had been developing Halo, a 3D printer for producing large metal structures for use in aerospace, maritime, and other applications. The company is changing direction, using the Halo technology to instead produce orbital transfer vehicles and other in-space infrastructure. The company is moving from Arizona to Cape Canaveral to focus on those applications, but didn't disclose a schedule for flying those orbital transfer vehicles. India Today reports that the Indian space agency ISRO may have to wait until March to attempt an in-space docking experiment. The agency's new chairman, V. Narayanan, said orbital parameters such as lighting conditions and access to ground stations means the current window for attempting a docking by the two space docking experiment spacecraft closes January 20th and does not reopen until late March. It was unclear if ISRO will make a docking attempt before the current window closes, but Narayanan said the agency was not in any hurry to try the docking, stating that the spacecraft have plenty of propellant. Nationwide News of Australia reports that SpaceX upper stage re-entries are reportedly causing flight delays for an Australian airline. Qantas says that it has had to delay several of its flights between Sydney and Johannesburg in recent weeks to avoid re-entries by upper stages over the Indian Ocean on SpaceX launches. Qantas claims that it has delayed some flights by up to 6 hours because SpaceX has shifted re-entry times on short notice. It was unclear what recent changes in SpaceX operations caused the flight delays. Qantas says it is asking SpaceX to refine the time and location of its re-entries to help avoid those delays. KUTV Salt Lake City reports that the Utah is showing new interest in a spaceport. State Senator Jerry Stevenson introduced a bill in the state legislature that would provide $500,000 to establish a committee to study whether the state could host a launch site. A spaceport, he said, could support both the state's technology and tourism industries. More than a quarter century ago, Utah examined establishing a spaceport that would serve flights by the VentureStar reusable launch vehicle, but those plans were shelved after the cancellation of that program.